some of the action scenes, I never considered myself a very athletic person, but I was just really impressed by my own abilities. You know, when you do your stunts, you really feel like you're in Marvel. So it's just, that was just so cool for me.
Speaking to Singapore and congratulations.
Thank you so
I have to say, I know this has been a new phase for the MCU. Diversity, you know, we're seeing all shapes, all colors, everyone on the screen. But it really, really warms my heart to see you up there. You really do represent just for the Pakistani Muslim community. How do you feel about the pressure of it all?
I don't feel it. I think the work's going to speak for itself. I'm just happy to be here, and I just want to relish in the marvel of it all. I'm you know, a huge Marvel fan growing up. It's the only thing I ever talked about, and now I'm in it, and it's just every day there's new things I'm finding out and new experiences and new feelings, and it's just, it's overwhelming, but I have the most incredible support system within Marvel to kind of, you know, hold my hand throughout all of it, and yeah, I want to enjoy everything that's coming.
But you talk about having a really good support system and family as well. And, you know, as Asians, we have a very strong family support system. I want to talk about how your real life family is supporting you through this. Are you prepared for the big onslaught of what is to come in terms of seeing your face all across the world and billboards everywhere?
Oh, God. I mean, you saying it now is kind of freaking me out. But no, my parents have been so wonderful, and you know, our family is so far removed from the film industry. No one really is in my family is in the arts even. So they're just so supportive. And honestly, I'm so impressed by the amount of time they're taking to just learn about what I do and learn all the technical jargon and, you know, really involve themselves as much as they can. We get on phone calls every day and they just listen to my day and what I did. And it's so exciting for all of us. I'm like constantly sneaking photos, putting it in our WhatsApp group chat because I can't post them anywhere else. But yeah, it's sweet.
You are a big fan, obviously. You are literally living your perfect fangirl life on screen right now. I know you've done all your research. You know her, you know Kamala inside and out. But was there something when you started to play her that surprised you in terms of you processing the character?
I think it was some of the action scenes. I never considered myself a very athletic person, but I was just really impressed by my own abilities. These stunts are hard because you're doing them for like 10 to 14 hour work days, and muscles that you didn't even know existed can start hurting. And so it's really important to take care of yourself. And I didn't know that I could even do something like that. And I have such a wonderful stunt double, and we kind of worked on creating Kamala's fighting style together. So it's just such a fun thing. And, you know, when you do your stunts, you really feel like you're in Marvel. So it's just, that was just so cool for me.
Brie Larson reached out to mentor you. Chris Pratt has actually been a real help as well. I wanted to find out, what was the one advice that they gave you that actually surprised you? Was there something that they said that really resonated?
Yeah. I think at the beginning I was going through a lot of imposter syndrome and I couldn't really, you know, understand how I got here and why I'm here, and me seeing my face on billboards just wasn't computing. And I was like asking Brie and them just like, you know, is this ever going to be normal? And she's like, nope, it always feels like it's happening to someone else. And just hearing her say that kind of gave me peace of mind, because, you know, you kind of do have to separate yourself from the work. The people on the billboard, it's an extension of ourselves really. And so, you know, just taking it with a grain of salt and appreciating it in the moment, but not really like, you know, being obsessed with yourself and your self-image. It's really hard when people are constantly like taking photos of you, and seeing yourself on screen can be really difficult sometimes. And so, yeah, she was a wonderful support person to kind of just like hold my hand and be like, look, I go through the same things and it's okay. And we're going to get through this together, and just enjoy the fun moments, like the moments where you know, get to be a Marvel fan and get to experience these giant sets. Like, that's what I care about. And so, yeah, it's been really great.
What do you want to say to the little girls out there who are looking at you saying, hey, if Iman can do it, so can I?
Oh God, I hope they're comforted just by Kamala, honestly. I think she's such a relatable character and really encapsulates the coming of age experience. You know, she's 16, doesn't have her, you know, life figured out, and you're not supposed to at 16. I think so often we're pressured to kind of just figure out our entire future and snap into reality when fantasy world's kind of fun, and exploring a passion is really what you should be focusing on. Just figuring out what you like, what you don't like, and learning that you have time. There's plenty of time to figure out life. Just enjoy the little moments.
Well, you're doing a great job. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For sharing her journey and yours on screen.
Do you know what you are?